BC Ferries has issued a warning after a second passenger in as many days went overboard. The second incident occurred Thursday, September 4th, during the 5 p.m. sailing from Swartz Bay to Sawa Senator on the Spirit of British Columbia. A spokesperson for the Joint Rescue Coordination Center, JRCC, says a 911 call regarding a person in the water just outside of Active Pass in the Strait of Georgia was received around 6 p.m., as well as a Mayday call from the vessel. In response, JRCC tasked search and rescue crews, while the Spirit of British Columbia also deployed its own rescue boat. 5 minutes after the Mayday, a civilian vessel nearby responded and was able to pick the person out of the water, said JRCC. Canadian Coast Guard arrived around 6:30 p.m., and transported the passenger to BC Emergency Health Services, who took them to hospital in a serious but stable condition. The circumstances surrounding the incident are still under investigation, said BC Ferries. However, the company added that intentionally going overboard, or throwing items overboard, is extremely dangerous and can cause significant disruption to service. It creates a life-threatening emergency for the individual involved and puts our crews at risk, said a statement by BC Ferries Senior Communications Advisor Sonia Lowe. To protect everyone's safety, actions like this may also lead to consequences such as travel restrictions, fines, or legal proceedings, depending on the circumstances. Multiple sailings were delayed as a result of the incident. The day before, Wednesday, September 3, a passenger went overboard the Spirit of Vancouver Island, shortly after it departed Sawa Senator Ferry Terminal for Swartz Bay. Pulled from the water by BC Ferries crew, the passenger was transported to hospital and was reported to be in a stable condition. A Delta Police spokesperson said the individual was undergoing a mental health crisis, and they will not be providing any further information. Having one incident like this is unusual, and two in such a short time frame is rare, said Lowe. All of our crew members undergo Transport Canada mandated training in marine safety and are trained to respond quickly in these types of situations. Regardless, these incidents are distressing for everyone involved, including passengers and crews.